I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A rally demanding an end to violence against Christians in India greeted the Prime Minister's visit to Washington this week. Ongoing clashes have prompted the European Union to call it a humanitarian emergency. Open Doors Advocacy Coordinator Lindsay Vesey says,
"We're focusing on an advocacy campaign trying to bring this issue of the violence to the federal government's attention. So we're asking our supporters to email the Indian ambassador to the U.S. and we're asking him to basically look into protect the Christian minority in Orissa."
Pray, the situation has made ministry difficult. Next, Operation Mobilization's team in India says communal attacks continue to take place in and around Orissa State. The OM personnel are all right, but fear for their safety. Some have gone into hiding in the surrounding forests and mountains, fearing future attacks. The community development officer of the Dalit Education Center in Orissa has also received threats. Please pray for their protection and pray that God would continue to use their work to bring many to Christ. And in China Friday, a trial was held for Pastor Zheng, who was arrested this July. The government is accusing him of participating in an evil cult because of his Christian outreach. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Adele Conadike says the case would either end in support of a 2-year labor camp sentence or in Zhang Jing's release. The trial was closed door, likely because,
of course, if the public or even his family don't know what has gone on, they can't necessarily protested or accused the government of any kind of malpractice or anything like that, because nobody will quite know or have any proof of what has gone on here. So I would think it would be a control issue.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get more information on these and other stories at our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. Other expanded coverage, bulletin inserts, and podcasting can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.